Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am joined by Mary Thiessen today, and she is another friend from our Praise Riders group. And when she told me that she had a story to share with us about a saint, I was so excited because it's just so, I love how people are just willing to share how they've met a saint and their story. And I just can't wait to share it with you. So, Mary, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me here, Kate. I love this concept for a podcast. It's really cool to learn about all these different saints and how they've been in people's lives. So I am married for 12 years. I have two twin boys. And they are Blaze and Gabriel. They are 3 years old. Light of my life.
I love those names.
Also, yes. Great names. I've also lost four children in miscarriage and ectopic pregnancy. So they are with the Lord. And that has to relate today with what I'm going to talk about a little bit. But by day, I am a healthcare data analyst. And I do some writing on the side, as you know, as we met in Praise Riders.
Well, I'm so sorry for your losses.
Thank you.
Before we hit record, I was telling Mary, I think we have very similar stories. And so I certainly appreciate you and being vulnerable with us about that, because I think there's many more out there of us who, I know I was shy for a long time about talking about it until I realized the more vulnerable and the more I shared, the more people said, yeah, I've gone through that too. And I'm really glad to know I'm not alone. So
absolutely. That's been my experience too.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for being willing to share your story with us. So tell us about your saint.
Sure. So my saint is Saint Therese of Lisieux. I know you've had an episode on her already, but this one is a little bit more different and a little bit more dramatic than the subtle one that was presented earlier in your series. This all started after I had gotten married. We'd only been married about 4 or 5 months, and I found that I was pregnant. So, you know, that was a great thing. Unfortunately, just a couple of days later, you know, we found out that my numbers were going the wrong way.
Yeah.
So that indicated miscarriage. That was a big shock for such a newlywed couple to go through. You know, I went through, after we had the miscarriage, we started looking for answers. I went through NAPRO technology, and they found that I had PCOS and that I had low progesterone. So I thought, oh, okay, well, this is wonderful. I can fix those things.
Right.
And everything will be smooth sailing from here. Well, it was not. Unfortunately, in 2015, I had another miscarriage. And then in 2017, I had an ectopic pregnancy and ended up having to go in for surgery to, unfortunately, remove my baby and remove my fallopian tube at the same time. And it was in 2018 that I got the idea to, I had heard that St. Therese of Lisieux sent people roses. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, at this point, I was just so crushed and so devastated by these losses and asking God. I was like, I just want a straight answer. Am I going to have kids or not? And I took that to adoration and I said, you know, Therese, I said, please take this to God for me. And tell me if this is going to happen. And if you would, please give me a rose to let me know this is going to happen or not. So I just kind of laid my heart out there and kind of just waited to see what would happen. It was 2 days later. I was on my way into work. This was pre-pandemic, so I was in the office 5 days a week at that point. I walk into work, and what do you think is on my desk? There is a rose on my desk.
Oh.
And I was blown away, first of all, by how quick that answer was. You know, it was not even 48 hours later. And second of all, the fact that, you know, the physical rose showed up on my desk was just amazing to me. I was just taken aback and stunned. But then I had to figure out, you know, who brought this rose to me? You know,
right. Where did this come from?
Right. Where did it come from? I didn't think it was just dropped from heaven on my desk, you know? So I asked around, and it was one of the other women in the office who had brought roses in. And I said, what possessed you to bring in a roses? Because she had brought them in for all of the women in the office. And she goes, I just thought that the women in the office needed an affirmation that they're doing great work and things are difficult right now, but I just wanted to do that for them and brighten their day. And I said to her, she was not Catholic. So I said, look, in the Catholic tradition, we have this really cool saint, Saint Therese of Lisieux, and she is said to give roses when, you know, you ask for a favor or you ask for confirmation if you're on the right track or if something's going to happen. I said to her, Rita, I actually asked for a rose not even 2 days ago. And she was stunned. Mm. Like I said, she was not Catholic and did not know a whole lot about the saints, but she was absolutely stunned that had happened. And we just kind of marveled at it. She was a believer in God, and we just kind of, you know, marveled at that fact that had happened and that something had, you know, guided her to bring the roses in. Right. I know what that was, but, it was something we just marveled at. I keep using that word, but it was just astonishing to me.
It's the perfect word because it is. It's especially when the Lord uses people who maybe aren't even from our tradition and the Holy Spirit nudges them with something and a saint nudges them with something. And the coolest part is when they've been in cooperation with those things without even knowing it, you know, and they've been in cooperation with His will without even realizing. It's so special. So special.
Right. She just thought she was going to brighten someone's day. And she certainly did, but not in the way she set out to do. It was just amazing and wonderful. And I was rejoicing and praising God. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is actually going to happen. This is fabulous. And I had surgery later that year, which corrected a problem that I had. And then the following spring, I became pregnant again. But we still had another loss. So whatever what the surgery fixed wasn't the whole issue.
Yeah.
And it was kind of at that time, I really kind of started questioning everything. I was like, is this everything that I've believed? Did Therese like do me wrong? Did she, you know, did everything I believed, I started to question. You know, do I even believe in God anymore? And I'm ashamed to say it, but I turned from God for a while, just because that fourth miscarriage, that fourth loss had happened. And I was just out here fumbling. I didn't have any living children. Mm-hmm. I wanted so badly to be a mother and to have kids on this earth. And I was just lost and heartbroken.
Yeah.
And I started thinking, like, maybe this is all bunk, you know, and that made me sad. But I did start looking at, like, you know, I distanced myself from the church for a long time. For several months, I distanced myself from the church. It just wasn't something that I could do or I could even comprehend what was going on. It was like, I got this rose. It just seemed like it was all for nothing.
Thank you for sharing that part, because I think many of us hesitate to admit when we are upset or disappointed or confused, or we question God And I think that's 100% absolutely normal, especially when you experience great loss and great pain. It really does make you, it takes your breath away. It makes you wonder. I mean, it goes back to the problem of suffering, right? The whole hurdle that mankind has to get over in understanding the point of suffering. And I think many of us would say, thank you for being honest about that, because I think that's a completely normal reaction to wonder where God is and if he's even real in those moments.
Yeah. And I will say that I've, you know, in my time, you know, being renewed in my faith, I've even met people that would believe in God, but they can't get past that suffering. Like, why do you make kids have cancer type question?
Yes.
They can't get past that.
Yeah.
I don't propose to understand it.
Yeah.
But I just know what God has done for me.
Yeah.
And so after that time, I actually was trying to get into more doctors to be seen, but my insurance had denied it. So that really made me frustrated and really put kind of a nail in the coffin of my faith. In my faith life at that point. This was all right before the pandemic started, by the way. So this kind of all plays into that. My local doctor had put together a plan for me because they didn't know what was going on. They were just going to kind of throw all of the morally permissible kitchen sink treatments at me and kind of see if anything stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel at that point in my life that Therese was in the background, even if I wasn't, you know, actively praying, actively going to church, you know, asking for her intercession. I felt like she was a friend. Looking back on that time, I felt like she was a friend who was just sitting with me in the pain.
Yeah.
And I feel like she was, you know, advocating for me to God. So I really give her a lot of credit and a lot of thanks for that. I decided to try the plan that the local doctor, which was covered by my insurance, would cover. And so I decided to try that because I knew that if I never tried anything again, I knew that I would regret it. If I just slammed the door and said, that's it, I'm not trying again. So we did. Fortunately, the doctor was very understanding of our Catholic faith and beliefs and was very supportive of using only the morally licit treatments that are available.
Yes.
And I did become pregnant, and lo and behold, it was twins.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So,
and remember, this is all right at the beginning of the pandemic, where we really didn't know how serious everything was. I was getting canceled appointments left and right. I was calling on the phone, like, please don't do this to me. You know, I've lost babies before. I feel like I was going to lose them again. And, but God is good. He got me through that situation. And I started to go to church again, you know, online, as we were all doing during the pandemic.
Yeah.
But that had brought me back into my faith. I knew that I couldn't get through this pregnancy without the Lord. And, you know, it just wasn't going to happen. There's nowhere else to go. You know, Peter says, Lord, to whom shall we go? There's nowhere else to go.
yeah. Especially when you find out it's twins.
Right. Right. And I was like, could this really be it? Could this really be, you know, after these losses, could this really be you're giving me two babies at once, you know, after all those losses? That stunned me and that blew me away too.
Yeah.
And knowing that, you know, Therese was in the background, you know, again, I felt like she was there looking back, advocating for me, pleading my cause before the Lord. And October of 2020, I had my twin boys, Blaze and Gabriel. It was incredibly, just incredibly fulfilling. And I'm incredibly grateful for these two little guys.
Yes.
People say, you know, would you really go through that again? And it's like, well, yeah, I think I would to get my guys, you know, they're just absolutely wonderful
mm-hmm.
lights in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Just great, great kids.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would do it all again. And, you know, Therese gave me that confidence a couple of years before, even though I had to go through a time where I was broken down more in my faith.
Yeah.
And really tested. I really thank her for that. More lately in our lives, she's also been showing up. There was a question about my job not too long ago. There were some cuts going on, and you know, I work in healthcare. Healthcare right now is having a very difficult time after recovering from the pandemic. I was just kind of scared that, you know, my job wasn't going to be there. So I begged Therese to take my cause to the Lord again. And I said, please put this before the Lord and please show me a rose if my job is safe. And she showed me a rose almost instantly. I was scrolling Instagram and there was a rose. So I thought it was really cool. You know, heaven keeps up with technology.
Yeah, they do. And I love, so being a convert, I get a lot of questions from my friends who are not Catholic that say, well, why don't you just go straight to the Lord? Why do you feel like you have to ask a saint? Why do you feel like, and I tell them, I don't. Of course we can go straight to Jesus. Of course we can go straight to the Father and ask him for our needs. But it is like when you ask a friend that you know well, that you know, maybe she is one of your prayer warriors. Maybe she's your grandmother. Maybe she's your aunt that just prays in the middle of the night and you know them. Well, that's what the saints are for us. They are someone who they're praying around the clock for us. They're interceding. And when you have this sweet, sweet friend who's not only interceding for you, but leaving roses on your doorstep and leaving roses in your Instagram feed, I mean, why wouldn't you talk to that friend? That sounds like an awesome friend.
I know. And lately there's been a lot of roses showing up. Mm-hmm. My husband's been going through, unfortunately, kind of a frustrating job search. And I did ask her again. I said, you know, Therese, I'm asking another favor. You know, are we going to find employment? Are we going to find employment for him soon? And the answer has been a resounding yes.
Yeah.
There has been, I don't know, dozens of roses that show up for me on TV and social media. And yeah, so I just feel that she is a special, encouraging friend to take our stuff to God to. Yeah, it's just, it's such a deep connection with her and such a deep friendship that, you know, on my earthly friendships that I don't think have reached that depth. And I think it's because she is in heaven and she is a saint and she is interceding for all of us.
Yeah, it's interesting when you think about saints and they don't have that baggage that we have anymore. They don't have the temptations, the drama, the distractions. They are there in heaven with him in his glory. And all they want to do is glorify him. And part of that glorifying him is praying for us. And how exciting is that? You know, they are just this incredible wealth of friendship that is so steady and so solid. And it is a gift to us that I think many of us have yet to even understand the depth of the gift and the amount of saints that are just standing by, ready to take our, you know, ready to intercede, ready to take up the battle for us. I always think about, you know, my burden is light. And part of that gift is the saints make that burden lighter for us. Instead of us having to remember, you know, I need to pray for this person and this person and this person. Of course, we're called to do that. But in those moments when we're distracted or we're tired or we're stretched thin, we can hand all of that over and say, please, you know, for those of people going through cancer, St. Charbel, St. Peregrine, you know, please intercede for these people while I'm making dinner for my family, you know, while I'm distracted and not able to intercede for them. And it's such a gift. And I wish we all knew that. And what I love about the saints is I can't believe how many there are. I feel like every day I'm like, well, wait, who is this? I've never heard of them before. And you find out this absolutely amazing story that you've never heard. Maybe it's heroic. Maybe it's just very faithful. Maybe they have a very normal, ordinary life, just like I do, but their faithfulness and their joy is just this amazing example. So there are times I can't wait to get there so I can see, you know, I can't imagine what we're going to see.
Right. It's going to be heavy.
Oh my, can you imagine?
Yeah. And you know, I had even hadn't heard of certain saints that people were asking intercession for me for.
Yes.
You know, my mother introduced me to Blessed Michael McGivney, who founded the Knights of Columbus.
Yes.
That was really, she said, I was asking that your heart would be changed. And so I think that was the real miracle that happened through that saint as well, is that my heart was hardened and it became softer and it was changed as I went through that crisis of faith.
Absolutely.
So, you know, having all those great saints to be introduced to and to learn from, you know, my kids have special needs. So we are learning more about Saint Thorlak, who is from Iceland, who is kind of becoming the patron saint of autism. There's been a movement in the church in the past 5 years to do that. So I just love learning about all the saints who can be our friends.
I've never heard of him. I can't wait to hear more. That's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing. Yeah, I feel like that is one of the gifts of the saints truly, is that really, there's women, there's men, there's single, there's married, there's people with many children, there's people with no children, there's people that lived a long time ago, there's martyrs, there's people that live now. I mean, it's just such a gift because there is someone for you. There is a friend for you, multiple friends for you that can relate to exactly where you are in life and exactly what you're going through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's just so great to have them all on the team, knowing that they were there for us.
It's so true. My kids and I, on the way to school, we do our patron saints. And then they've kind of chosen different ones from listening to like Saints Alive and stuff that they really like. And so our litany keeps getting longer and longer. And some mornings I'm like, this is so fun, but I want to get like a, I don't know, some sort of bumper sticker or something that just has them all on there. You know, here's our list. Here's our team. Here's the Eshbach team saints.
Yes. And I do know there are some good Catholic artisans who do something like that. So look up your Catholic artisans.
They might be able
to use with that.
I need my team saints. It's so funny. And when, what I love is when they choose a saint, a lot of times I think, oh, either they like their story or they like their name. And then I learn more and more about that saint. And there is something so glaringly obvious about why, my youngest, Saint Sebastian, hopefully one day. Sebastian, we were in religious ed last year. And for All Saints Day, the religious ed director put out on the table all these saint cards that they could choose from. They could pick one to take home as a saint for them. And, you know, on our table was like St. Anthony of Padua and Charles Borromeo and like all of these people that I recognized and knew. And I was like, oh, don't you like this one? Don't you like this one? He chose Joseph Calasanz, St. Joseph Calasanz. Never heard of him. Don't know who he is. I was like, are you sure you don't want? No, this is who I want. This is okay. Well, we go home and we do some research and he is the patron saint of Catholic schools.
Oh, and wow.
At that time, my oldest daughter, so his godmother, was searching for a job in a Catholic school. And she found this amazing job, wonderful principal, wonderful school, wonderful families, not too far from us, which is another miracle. But it's like, you know, here I am trying to tell him, no, don't you want a different saint? You know, we know these. I don't know anything about this guy. And here he is saying, I want to intercede for your family. Looking back, I'm like, I can't believe I tried to talk him into someone else. This was the perfect saint for our family at that time. You know, but here was little, at the time, 5-year-old Sebastian being led to pick an intercessor for his godmother, you know, without it just, oh, I love it. It's amazing.
It is amazing. That's a great story. I just love that, you know, little 5-year-old Sebastian opened his heart and he was cooperating with God and didn't know it.
He's like, no, Mom, this is who I want. So to this day in the morning in the car, we ask St. Joseph Calasanz for intercession.
Oh, that's a wonderful story.
It's so fun. Well, and I love the story about the rose because I think it's so beautiful. What a sweet and tender gift that she chose to give people who ask for her friendship. You know, and reading her life story and how young she was and how, you know, just kind of dreamy she was and just kind of just very much in love with God and in love with, you know, the simple things and the small things. It makes so much sense, you know, that of course she would leave roses that for people that are her friends, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Her little way, which I'm still learning about. I know when I listened to the episode where you had Heather Kim on, really entering into her little way and listening to that, that's something more, you know, I'm hoping that as time goes on that I will develop more of an understanding of that. I don't want it to all be like, yeah, here's my roses. You know, I want it to be deeper than that. But at the same time, I want to celebrate the roses too.
I love how when we really sit down and think about it, we try and make it so complicated. And it's so easy to get caught up in theology and apologetics, and all of those things are so very important in defending our faith. But when it comes to loving our Savior and loving Jesus, it really is so much more simple than we try and make it. It really is just, Jesus, I don't want to hurt you, and I want to love you so much, and just show me how. It's just that simple. And we try and make it so complicated. Like, help me love you. Show me how to love you and not hurt you. And that's, ugh.
So it reminds me of let the little children come to me.
Yes. Yes. Because they're so innocent and so unassuming. And it's very simple for them. They don't have all the distraction and baggage. And they just love him. They just want to sit close to him and learn from him.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Mary, thank you so much for your story and for your vulnerability and for your time. What a gift.
Oh, thank you. And this listening to your podcast, that's just been a gift. I love the idea of getting to know these new saints and how they've interceded in people's lives. It's just wonderful.
Oh my goodness. Well, tell us a little bit about your book journey. Do you have a topic in mind? How far are you on the journey?
I'm not terribly far. I'd love to be farther.
Yeah.
I would, you know, with a full-time job and two little ones.
Yes.
the time is limited.
Yes.
But you know, with what I've experienced with my boys, I think we would like to have a devotion, like some sort of book about St. Thorlak and getting his information and his story out there.
Absolutely. I think it's very needed right now. Yes. I think so many people are searching for just help with all things related to mental health and autism and all of those things.
Absolutely.
All the encouragement and to know that we're not alone that we can get.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So I'd love to have that project out in the world. I have some other ideas. I'd taken Claire Dwyer's memoir with a message course.
Yes.
I believe you did too. And I have some more ideas that I'm still trying to clarify and flesh out a little bit more, but definitely something up my sleeve still.
I love it. Her course was such a gift because it just really gave me that nudge of, okay, if the Lord's put this on your heart and mm-hmm. it is His will that it gets written, then it really doesn't matter if one person reads it or 100 or 1,000.
Right.
Just take the next step in obedience and take the next step and the next step and let the other stuff, you know, the noise go away. And that's been such an inspiration for me to remember.
Yes. And I can't wait to see yours out in the world too.
Thank you. It's getting closer. It's getting closer.
Okay.
Cool. One day at a time.
Awesome. Yes. One day at a time.
Oh my goodness. Well, keep us posted.
Okay.
And when you have your book release, we're going to have to have you back on and you can tell us all about him.
Okay. Well, I would love to come back on when that happens. So thank you.
That's amazing. Well, St. Therese,
pray for us.
Amen. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us for Tripping Over the Saints. I hope you enjoyed meeting our new friend, and I cannot wait to introduce you to more new friends. If you would like to become a patron of this podcast, we would love for you to join in at Patreon. The donations you make go directly to cover the hosting, technical support, and donations we make to our speakers and podcasters and missionaries that come on the show to introduce us to someone new. Have a great day, and I cannot wait to talk to you again.